think it's going to totally go away, but it might be repurposed a little bit.
Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, Marketing Coordinator with MassMEP. And today we are here celebrating New Year's. Whoop, whoop. This is our, we're going to call this the most fun episode of the whole year. And unfortunately, you will have to wait a whole nother year to hear this awesome episode. Well, not this exact episode, obviously, but one similar to this that will be as much fun. But we're going to talk to you guys today a little bit about behind the scenes. Obviously, you can't see them because it's a podcast, but it's the behind the scenes that we do at MassMEP for all of our events, our podcasts, pretty much anything that goes on. So we have our awesome marketing team that's here today. We have our marketing director, Christy Grignon, and we have our IT manager, Matt Healy, IT information technology, right, Matt? IT, that's what IT means.
That is. Keep it classy.
Okay.
Wait, now I want initials. Can I just be MD?
MD. That's perfect. MD. We just wanted to bring everybody in kind of on our side of things and see, obviously we have a lot of fun doing what we do. And it's because we love doing what we do. We're very passionate about what we do. And at the end of when everything gets done and we put the messages out there, it's all about our manufacturers that we work with every day. So from their perspective, they look at it and they think we're extremely very professional people. And we thank you for that. We love you for that. However, we have been known to be a little bit more fun and entertaining. So that's why we're doing this today. So for everybody out there, happy New Year. And here's hoping and praying that 2021 will be a little bit different. But Christy has the best saying about January 1st, 2021. And what is it you say that's going to happen, that we all think is going to happen?
Yeah, so I think it's like magic. I think New Year's is 100% magic, and we're all going to fall asleep at 12:01 and we're going to wake up and everything's going to be back to normal. It's no pandemic, no nothing, no, none of these Zoom calls, maybe none of this even existed. Like, it was all just a dream.
Right. This is like the matrix we've been living in for the past 8 months.
Oh, we hope you're right, Christy, but don't be disappointed if it doesn't happen.
Yeah. I know. It's wishful thinking. I got to think positively.
Which we have, and that's kind of how we got to where we are. But the most important thing is Christy and Matt are the huge, huge parts of how we get to put some of these items out for everybody out there today. And they both are extremely supportive of me and of the crazy ideas I come across with sometimes. And that's why we can do what we do. Why I'm bringing them in is because I kind of wanted them to tell me what their favorite things are, that it can be what you've learned, maybe your favorite event we did, whatever it may be that we've in the past, it feels like 10 years we've been in the pandemic, but I guess it's technically only been, 10 months we've been in the pandemic. So whoever wants to start, you guys can duke it out. You can do a little rock, paper, scissors if you want. We can actually see each other. You guys can't see us, but we can see each other right now. So they can do a rock, paper, scissors. Oh, Matt won. Christy went with paper and Matt went with the scissors. So Matt, you're up. Tell us your favorite things that we've done in the past pandemic months.
Well, it's a tough one, but I think one of my favorite things is actually using Zoom to our advantage for some of our media creation that we've been doing. Even something as simple as this podcast, three of us are at home right now. We hopped onto Zoom, we hit record, and we can record our podcast. Whereas before, when we used to do this in the office, we used to set up a studio. We'd have to try and get guests to come in and speak with us. We'd have to try and keep everyone quiet. So this has really helped us out. I think before the pandemic, we started with, 5 or 6 podcasts, maybe 7. And I think we've done, 12 or 13 now?
I think I just wrote it down the other day, and I think it's 23.
Whoa. Way off then.
So time flies when we're having fun, and I have to listen to them 4, 5, 6 times and edit them every time we do one.
Yeah, so Matt does all the editing, so he has to listen to all the podcasts like multiple times. And he does a fantastic job. And those that have been on the podcast, they even say, thank you so much for making me sound so good.
I know, I'm so worried about how much editing you're going to have to do today.
Oh yeah, this is totally an unedited version today. How about events-wise, Matt? Was there anything in the past couple months that we've done with the events that really kind of stuck out to you that you loved?
Matt, tell them about the Manufacturing Caucus Awards and how you were rolling back and forth between Haley and I.
That wasn't going to be the one that I picked, but that is pretty memorable. We hosted the Manufacturing Caucus Awards this year for the state, and we were set up in our conference room, all decked out with all of our tech on, 3 giant tables, and essentially I rolled back and forth in between 3 tables on a chair as fast as I could, trying to help
her. With a mask on, by the way. Yeah, had a mask on the whole time.
Safe, so.
I think that's the most work that you, the most physical activity you've had to do for an event this year. That was so good. But I'm sorry, I jumped in. What was your favorite one?
So then on a personal note, my favorite one was probably the series that we did with Darcy Cook and safety trainers. I am a OSHA certified instructor, so stuff kind of interests me and I like hearing about it. And she's very animated and does a great job with all of our events that we do with her. And we had over 100 people on each one of those series. So it was quite the event that we put together early on in the pandemic.
Yeah, and then you became our COVID control person.
I did.
Yeah, what is that person called?
So that's the COVID coordinator. And essentially we have to read through all the regulations and what the state changes, what OSHA changes, what the CDC changes, hanging signs in the office, sending out all of our information to, the employees and just trying to keep everyone safe.
Do you think that's going to go away? Or do you think we'll still have to keep all that around for a little while?
I think for a little while we're going to have to keep it, but I think at some point I don't think it's going to totally go away, but it might be repurposed a little bit and have some other activities involved with it.
All right, Chris.
My favorite part about that event was, do you guys remember when Darcy got really close to the camera with her mask on and she was fogging up her glasses? That was my favorite part. I wish we had that picture of that. That was great.
So it was Christy's favorite part so much that we actually made Darcy do it like 2 or 3 times.
She's such a good sport. She kept doing it for us.
She's like, oh, I know. This is Christy's favorite part. Hold on, let me do it again.
Yeah. And then we told her about the hand sanitizer with one of our employees' husbands who made his own hand sanitizer. He put it on and he pretty much lit his hands on fire. So that was Darcy's example moving forward as to the proper hand sanitizer.
Yeah, the nice thing was she didn't throw us under the bus though and say it was us.
I just did.
Yeah, Christy totally. Yeah, she let that cat out of the bag. Oh, well. They don't remember what happened like back. That was in May. Half a year ago. They don't remember that. Now they're like planning their exit strategies to get the hell out of the pandemic. They're like, we're done. We don't want to deal with this anymore.
Speaking of that, Haley's putting together a really good event come March for an exit strategy coming out of the pandemic. So that'll be exciting for 2021.
Yeah, we're trying to do it first. We like being the first for everything we do.
Unless my dream comes true and this was all a dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then we have to rearrange our entire marketing calendar now.
Son of a gun. I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Nope, not at all. All right, Christy, how about you? Your favorite, I know what her favorite item that we've learned from. So that's pretty fun, but go ahead. Let's hear your side of everything.
My side of everything?
Yeah.
God, I made a ton of notes when Haley said we were going to do this, but none of them look good right now.
It's always a way.
I think my favorite part of 2020 is, I cannot lie, it's the memes that have been on social media. Oh my God, they have the t-shirts, the socks, everything that has come out of that. I mean, there are definitely people that have benefited from 2020. But you know, it was a long year that went by really, really fast. But these guys know we did Zoom open office hours for our staff. And Haley and Matt did an incredible job internally getting everybody up to speed on how to use it and backgrounds and whiteboards and split screens and breakout rooms. But my most favorite part of all of the open office hours was one, when one of the quietest employee in the whole organization said how much he enjoyed attending them because they were like the water bubbler shenanigans. Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, they totally are. This is so great. And then Haley and Matt taught me how I can invite people to a meeting just sitting here. And it just rings out loud to them in their computer and they have to visit. So I'm looking at who is actually on their computer. We have a lot of people working today. Just FYI, a lot of people are on Zoom right now. But Mike Hebert is on his computer right now. Should we see if we can invite him to the call?
Yeah, let's bring him into the podcast.
All right, hold on.
So Mike Hebert is a regional project manager with MassMEP. And he's never done a podcast before. So everybody be really quiet. It's almost like a surprise party. So when he comes in, we'll be like, surprise.
I think I'll be so hurt if he doesn't answer my invitation.
And here comes Mike Hebert.
Oh, yes, Mike.
Good morning. So Mike,
good morning. We just invited you into a podcast. You're live right now.
Oh, great.
Yay.
What did I do to you all to deserve this?
You were one of the people that were on your computer and we could invite you.
You are actually doing your job today, Mike Hebert, and you are the lucky winner of the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast Guest Spotlight.
All right. Well, thank you.
Haley, tell them what we're doing today.
So, Mike, this is our podcast that we're doing is we're giving everybody an inside look. This is our behind the scenes. We're doing this for our New Year's celebration. So we said Happy New Year's to everyone. And we just wanted to bring our, you know, our audience from the outside inside to kind of know what we do behind the scenes, how much fun we have with all of this. And, you know, why we're here doing this is because of the manufacturers we work with. So we're just a laid back, kind of relaxed, enjoyable podcast. And we're laughing and joking about our favorite things that we've done since the pandemic. So Mike, we'll ask you that question. What is your, let's say, either your favorite thing that you learned over the past couple of months about maybe yourself or, you know, a new platform or something we've been experiencing as a company or an event or anything along those lines in the past eight months, 10 months, we've lost track of the pandemic.
Can I prep Mike first?
Yeah.
My favorite thing was inviting people to Zoom calls, which is why you're here right now.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess if I had to respond to that, I guess my favorite thing would be invited. But no, I mean, the one thing that we've all certainly learned is Zoom. In particular, I mean, before this, I mean, have we heard about it? Yeah. Have we ever used it a whole lot? No. You know, and quite honestly, you know, the second thing that I've learned, I think we all thought that we couldn't work with clients remotely like this. Everything had to be face to face, which we certainly miss. I mean, I'd certainly love to do that more, but we certainly can help them remotely and virtually, you know, which has been fantastic. You know, from early on, the bad word of the year, pivoted quickly, and we've successfully done it. It was great.
That's a great point. So Mike, that's when you, Mike and a lot of, and the project managers, when they go out and do a lot of the trainings, it is face-to-face. So it was a huge change for them to have to go and not be able, you know, we weren't allowed in places. And even still today, there's still quite a few, right, Mike? You're kind of a little bit of both, a hybrid, some places it's minimal face-to-face and everybody else is still kind of virtual.
It was picking back up more face-to-face up until about the second or so week of December, especially out west. We're finding that the pandemic did pick up. More people are getting sick, had a lot more cases in clients' buildings. You know, we're happy that they tell us in advance before we do show up. it's certainly not a good thing for anyone to have clients experience that or anyone experience that.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it's gone more back to more virtual. And, you know, hopefully in the next month or so, it'll swing back in the opposite direction. We get back to be more face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. So we'll look forward to it and be positive. And like Christy's statement was that we all think that we're going to go to bed at 12:01 a.m. and wake up the next morning and it's going to be like magic. And this has all just been a really awful dream that we've been in for the past 10 months.
I hope you're right, but I don't think so.
Exactly what Matt said.
Yeah. When you wear a marketing hat, you kind of have this illusion. I don't know if I'd say illusions of grandeur, but it really kind of is. You have to where we come from. So it's one of those things where it's like, oh, we really need to, we're going to be so positive about this no matter what. So
if anybody wants to gamble on that, I'll place some good odds to it.
Hey, Mike, before you go, just because marketing always needs a pat on our back, what was your favorite event that we held for 2020? And just so you know, there was almost 50 of them.
I was going to say, I'm trying to go through. There's been so many. You guys have worked so hard getting everything pulled together quickly. Favorite event? I don't know as I'd have a favorite, honestly. The ones that I've attended, I've enjoyed. I can't pick a favorite, to be honest with you. In the ISO events, all of the different webinars, the Friday events that we were doing.
Yeah.
Keeping everybody involved, keeping everybody updated and learning more and training more. It's all been great.
Yeah. Those were fun.
They were a lot of fun. And that's what makes it, that's what I enjoy about being with the MEP. I mean, it's always fun. It's a great group of people. We learn a lot. We get a lot accomplished. We help our clients a lot, but at the same time, it's a great bunch of people and we have a lot of fun. When we work hard. When we have fun, we have a lot of it.
I like that statement. That's a good statement.
That might be our tagline today.
Yeah. I might have to use that at the end of the, so when we work hard. And when we have, what'd you say, Mike?
When we have fun, we have a lot of it.
We have a lot of it.
Okay. I'm going to get right in and trademark that right now. So
okay. All right.
You need to pay the royalties.
Well, since you did this on, since you did this on a Mass MEP work call, technically, I think we own the rights.
Yes, you do.
Just,
I'd give you the rights to use it anyway.
Right. Well, we'll give you total credit for it, though, like we do with Henry for our normal tagline. So at the end of the podcast, I always say our space, your space, or cyberspace. And that is actually Henry Hall, who's another project manager. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we definitely don't. We don't just talk continuous improvement. We do it as well. It's definitely important. Yeah, it's what we do on the inside. So.
Haley, I think, too, I think at the end of this podcast, Haley's going to introduce a new initiative for 2021 with podcasts with companies. And Mike, since you are here, if you could choose the Western Mass company, the first Western Mass company that we would do a podcast with, what company would you choose?
I should have Jeopardy music on for this one.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, there are so many good companies that have had a lot of success over the years. I mean, the first that comes to mind is, you know, Chris Yard at Mercury.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
He's been fantastic. MezTech has been great.
Yeah.
Working with them, Ty Buckley and Pete Letender there.
Yeah.
They'd be wonderful to fit in. That's another hard choice. Those were the first two that I would run.
All right. If Chris Yard, if you're listening, or Ty Buckley, if you're listening, reach out to Haley and let's get you guys scheduled for a podcast.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. You used a good word there in there too, Mike. You said success.
Success. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. That is going to be part of our initiative and what we're moving forward to in 2021. So
great. We don't sell training. We build success.
Oh, Mike Heber, are you looking to move
coming over to the marketing
department? Yeah, I like it. Putting on your dark side hat. Oh, well, Mike, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
I would appreciate maybe about 5 seconds more advance notice, but that's okay.
He wanted to get a hair and makeup done, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for coming in. Christy will make sure she sends you your extra $20 for what you just gave us and all the comments. So
perfect.
Right.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'll drop it off on your
phone. Good to see you all again.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye,
Mike. So now that Mike's gone, we can talk about him. I'm just kidding. So like Christy said, we're going to do a new initiative for 2021. And like Matt said earlier, we really got going with these podcasts and we started being able to do them in a completely different realm where we didn't have to schedule time with people and we could do everything through Zoom. So we decided for 2021, we are going to focus as well a little bit more on our manufacturers. And as part of that, we are going to be looking at manufacturers that, let's see if I get this right. So if they've done a success story, or if you want to do a success story with us, we will do a podcast with you. And Mercury Wire, we did a podcast with, a success story with, and I think MezTech maybe has a success story too. Christy's going to have to kind of go into details in this, because obviously as a company, you're going to probably all be like, well, duh, I was a total success during the pandemic. Like, I absolutely can do a success story with you and you can completely do a podcast on me. But there's actually kind of a little bit of a metrics involved in it and some other items. So Christy, can you kind of explain what it means to have a success story done on a company?
Yeah. So we are an affiliate of NIST MEP. So we are federally funded by them. And with that, we have to report back 4 success stories a year. And those success stories start with a challenge. We provide the solution, and then we deploy, we train, and we implement. And from that, companies have impacts. They have impacts with jobs created and retained. Sometimes it's increased sales, sometimes it's cost savings, but we put those impacts that the companies have seen into the success story and we submit those to NIST. So you also have to do one of our famous surveys, which I know thousands of companies in Massachusetts might cringe a little when we say it's survey time, but we walk you through it. It's pretty painless. And that's how we choose our success stories.
So if we have a success story and we can pick one now for say January, how about, would somebody like to pick a success story? Christy, could you pick one, pick somebody that we'll go after for the month of January?
Yeah.
This is really a test for the audience to see who really listens to what we do.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this is so good. Matt, I got somebody. Drum roll. And the winner is HSI, Tommy Farrell. 2 reasons I'm choosing Tommy. Tommy is awesome to work with. He's done a ton of programs with us and seen huge successes. However, Tommy is from Ireland, and I think we all want to listen to that accent on a podcast.
Tommy, if you're listening to us out there, just contact us. You can always get in touch with Manny as well. We'll let Manny know. Manny Jerome is our project manager that works very closely with HSI. So we'll let Manny know that you have been chosen and we'll get you in and we'll set up a podcast with you, obviously virtual, and we'll talk shop. We'll talk a little bit about manufacturing, and you know, he's got a great outlook too. He's somebody that I contacted earlier on in the year when we were kind of transitioning and still figuring out where we were headed with all this, and kind of gave us some insight on how to market to manufacturers because of their struggles that they were going through at the time. So he's got a great outlook on things. So we'll definitely, that'll be a great podcast. We'll have a lot of fun with him. Does anybody have anything else before we close out 2020 with Mass MEP?
I don't. You've stressed me out enough with this podcast. I'm always behind the scenes, so this is a lot of
I know, Matt, we always disappear.
a lot.
Thank you to all the manufacturing companies, our partners, our stakeholders, the state of Massachusetts. Thank you for getting us all through 2020 and Happy New Year. I hope my dream comes true, but if not, 2020 has to get better. So either way, it's a win-win when we wake up on January 1st.
I think the same too. Like for me, like the people that we've on our team, but in my mind, I feel like this has brought us a lot closer as a team. It's really helped us connect in a lot different way, even though I don't think anybody ever would have thought technology would do that and doing things virtually. And, you know, a lot of the soft skills that we learn as human beings, and they've kind of been put to the wayside. But I think going through this process now and being in the situation we're in, it's really, I don't know, it's kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things. I think you see people a lot differently. You know, we, our teams that we work with have just been phenomenal. So we're very, very, very proud of our organization. We're very proud of the staff that we have and the people that work with us every day, because they really do focus on the manufacturers and how important they are. And we work really well together as a team. So yeah. So thanks everyone, and Happy New Year. And here's to 2021. I was going to say, any chance you want to get Bibble on this?
If somebody played the harmonica, I bet he'd come sing.
So
play harmonica.
Yeah. What'd you say, Matt?
I said I just had to mute and kick one of my dogs out that was shuffling across the floor.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Bibble.
All right.
So Bibble.
Let me see if I can play. If you can play Piano Man, let me see if I can play it.
Bibble likes to join us for a lot of calls. It's Christy's dog. I think everybody knows him. So that's the other cool thing we've kind of learned over the past couple of months. We've met Pete, we've met Seamus, Bibble, Tab and Fanta, Grizz, Dixie, Ralph.
My other one, Barney.
Can you sing?
Barney.
Can you sing?
And there it is.
Because he likes a little Billy Joel.
That's all you guys get.
Thanks to everybody out there. We hope everybody has a great, happy and safe new year. And here's looking forward to 2021. Thanks for joining us for the MEP Manufacturing Podcast, whether it's in our space, your space, or cyberspace. Here's to 2021. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for listening to Mass MEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of Mass MEP's podcasts or for more information on how Mass MEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.